בוקר טוב. One of Rav Simcha Bunim Mepshischa's most famous stories is about a prince, but his father, the king, was angry with him, and he sent him to the forest. It's a classic Hasidic story. And the prince was not so sad about this. It was not so much worried, because probably it wasn't the first time. And he was, you know, he was in that mindset that I don't have to repent, I don't have to fix anything, I don't have to change anything. It's going to be a short while. My father is going to miss me, he's going to call me back home, everything is going to be okay. But it wasn't. One day, 2 days went by, 3 days, a week, a month. And the prince is in that, you know, shack in the forest. And the weather is getting colder. But he didn't pack, he didn't take too much with him. And he sits there and he waits. He gets to know the people who visit the forest here and there. And then it gets very, really cold. And it's snowing. And he sits there and he shivers and he waits. He starts to think, but the days go by. In another month, it's an entire winter. And then he hears a messenger from the king. And the messenger from the king came and said, "The king would like you back home. Just tell me what you need. What do you want? He misses you. He will give you anything you want." And the prince goes, "Can I please get a coat and a cup of hot water?" And this is how Rav Simcha Bunim ended the story. And he wanted to speak about the tragedy of that prince who could have asked for anything. It's a messenger from the king who is there to bring him back to the palace. But the prince settled for a coat and a cup of warm water because he forgot what he can be. He forgot that he is a prince. He forgot his potential. He forgot that he belongs in the palace. And he settled for just the here and now and what would just help him at that moment. We read in our Parsha, in Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bnei Israel and tells him what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. How many Lashonot Geula? Five, correct. Right. Lachen emor livnei Yisrael ani Hashem vehotzeiti etchem mitachat tzivlot Mitzrayim veyitzalti etchem meavodatam vegaalti etchem bizro hanetuyah ubishpatim gdolim. Four. ורקחתי אתכם לי לעם והייתי לכם לאלוהים וידעתם כי אני השם אלוקיכם המוציא אתכם מתחת צבלות מצרים והבאתי אתכם אל הארץ אשר נשאתי את ידי לתת אותה לאברהם ליצחק וליעקב. This sounds like a long process of geula. And he comes and he tells this to Bnei Israel, and Bnei Israel, what do they do? ולא שמעו אל משה מקוצר רוח ומעבודה קשה. And they did not listen to him. It's not even that they didn't listen. It didn't even, you know, lo shamu. It didn't even go through their ears. Why? Mikotzer ruach. So I'm looking at this is the art scroll Tanakh, and the translation is kotzer ruach, shortness of breath. You know that every translation is already a perush, shortness of breath. This is something very physical. They couldn't be, they were busy with their work. They were enslaved. Don't talk to me about long historical processes. You know, you're going to take me, you're going to redeem me, you're going to bring me to a different country. Great, I can't breathe right now. What are you talking to me about? That's one way of looking at it. But if I'm allowed to be in disagreement with the art school, mikotzer ruach, spirit, not breath. Kotzer ruach, vision. When we say ish asher ruach bo, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Baruch Shalom, "You want to replace me? Please appoint someone that has ruach." And it doesn't mean someone who can breathe very deeply. It means someone who has ruach, a spirit, has a vision, who can lead them. But they did not have that. You come and talk to them about, oh, you know, you're going to be God's people. You're going to go to the land of Israel. This is not what they were looking for. Just like that prince, what they needed was, just tell me I don't have to work anymore. Just tell me it's not going to be so horrible anymore. Just tell me they're going to stop throwing my kids into the Yeo. Just tell me I don't have to work avodat palech. Don't talk to me about visions. Kotzer ruach. And you're enslaved for 210 years, you don't have ruach. You just think about the here and now. That's the tragedy, just like that prince. This is a vato I gave here in Eretz Tzvi, I think about, I don't know, 6 years ago? Pashas Vaera. And this morning I thought that, well, I don't think it's wrong, but I think there's more into it. Because yesterday, you know, in my shul, we had a scholar in residence, which meant for me one thing. I was off. I didn't have to give it Russia. So I find myself doing two things. I davened, and B, I listened to the Parsha. I wasn't busy thinking about what I'm going to say. So when you listen to yesterday's Parsha, so Moshe Rabbeinu comes to them and says, right? Here. There you go. I wasn't listening that well. Yeah. And he tells them what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them to say. E'aleh et pakot pakadeti etchem ve'etasui lachem b'mitzrayim. God tells Moshe and Aaron, go to Bnei Israel, tell them, I'm going to redeem you, I remember you. And what exactly am I going to do? E'aleh etchem me'oni mitzrayim el eretz ha'kna'ani ha'chiti ha'emori ha'prizi ha'chivi ha'yvusi el eretz zavat chalav u'dvash. I'm going to take you back to where you belong, to the palace. I'm going to take you back to Eretz Israel. It's the same as the beginning of Parashat Va'era. What was the people's response? וידבר אהרון את כל הדברים, etc., etc. ויאמן העם וישמעו. They believed. They listened. You remember, ולא שמעו? Just yesterday we read, וישמעו. Same message. I'm going to take you, I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Israel. So what's the difference? The difference is very clear. Just before that, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in order to convince them that Hashem really spoke to him and that this is going to happen? It says, "Vayas ha'otot le'enei ha'am." Through the mateh, the arm, the shechin, the snake—you know, all those miracles. He performed miracles in front of them, so they believed him. That was what solved, quote unquote, the problem of kotzer ruach. But in Parashat Va'era, there is no miracles. Parashat Va'era, he speaks to them about the long way that this is going to take. He speaks to them about the different stages. It's not about performing magic. It's talking about reality. It's not going to happen like that. And for that, they don't believe. The Kotzer Ruach has the upper hand. I think it happens to us also. I think Kotzer Ruach is a general issue in our world, because we live in a very materialistic worldview. Think about our materialistic goals, even in our religious communities. We're very materialistic. Even when we come to Israel and we want to feel during the year that we have changed, that we are, you know, we're going through a personal growth, religious growth. So, sorry about that. We're going through religious growth. Many times we don't have what it takes, so we don't see that we have what it takes in order to really work hard and achieve it. We fall for, oh, if you tell me I'm going to feel something, if you tell me I'm going to have a spiritual moment every day, if you tell me that the Torah is exciting, if you tell me I'm going to feel something every time I daven and every time I open a daf Gemara, oh, I believe this is going to happen, I'm going to grow. But then you discover, but it's not exactly like that. Because not every daf in Perek Elu Metziyot in Bava Metziyah causes you to feel, brings you to feel a religious, spiritual moment. It makes you closer to Ribbono Shel Olam in ways you don't even realize. But it's not a miracle. That's not magic. And then sometimes the Kotzer Ruach speaks. The Kotzer Ruach is what we feel. I think the message of this, these two verses, Vayamen ha'am vayishmeu v'lo shamu el Moshe, is to teach us it's not long lasting. It didn't last even one parak in the parsha. It's not long lasting if we fall for miracles, for magic solutions, for a moment that will change us. If we really want to be worthy of the promises of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we really want to grow this year and in life in general, it's about that long historical process. It's about 4 or 5, no matter how much you want them to be. Leshonot Geula. It's about hard work It's about understanding that sometimes what stands between us and really drawing a vision and deciding to go and follow and achieve our goals is kotzer ruach. Not shortness of breath, shortness of spirit. The way to confront it is to remember there is a process, there is a promise, and through hard work, we can really achieve that. Shiwim.